Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on.
Yeah, boy, you know the rope that had something like a 2 bars that you put your hand on.
Uh-huh, and then you pull it down.
Yeah, but you pull them to the side like if you're swinging a hammer, like you're swinging a sledge.
Uh-huh.
So you feel like you work, you kind of do little abs work.
I feel like I know you're talking.
Uh-huh.
So you hold on to two and pull it to the left and then to the right, and you're sitting down on the chair. Like you're
no,
rowing.
You stand up.
Oh, you're standing up. So like you're rowing.
Mm-hmm. No, like me pounding on one stick, one tent.
Yeah, but somebody tap it on your shoulder and say, you're doing it wrong.
Well, I am business.
So I say, like, I take advice from people who give advice.
Yeah, me just say, wait, are you know all the exercises?
He might be.
Okay.
He might be the one who invented half them.
Okay. And they say, well, this is a new one. Put on my hairbook.
Uh-huh. And he tell you that's actually going to do more harm than good because you're going to grow deformed muscles because the muscle going to grow a typo. So what about lay down the facts, show you the charts, tell you the information. You can still be like, nah, I'm going to do me.
Yeah.
Well, ignorant boy.
When we start, he wasn't here. He's going to come in the journey.
Uh-huh. No, when you start, he wasn't there to guide you. And now he see you. Like, you can't correct people who do good now. You have to correct them when they do wrong. Imagine you do the right thing and a man come and say, you're doing the right thing, but here what? You can do it better this way. No.
I just like when I start the gym, the auntie the last time. All the time I go now, the man I tell me nothing. No. And then I come in, come do the man watch me. So the man say, boy, if I had your physique, man, I would have been untouchable. Guy going for the physique championship and so. So the man starts to boy, if I only had your physique when I was growing up. Youngster, boy, me tell you can't go far. And he say, yeah. So certain time also when me work out and so, he will come and, you know what I mean, show me a farm, you know, a how to go about things. But after a while, he come. Man, if maybe he want me to be more committed, in which I cannot ride like that for go to the gym, and of course, me, they depend on.
Yeah. We have to depend on people, that's tough, see? Wait, Naz not come back?
Yeah, wonder. But yeah, boy, the other day, we had a bomb threat after I said the speech. The night after he done the thing with the interview with Jay Truth. The next day, we go yard, somebody set up a bomb. My little, well, my baby, I just have some to spare him, kind of. Yeah.
I think people in Turkey kind of said they know a small country, be. I get into American drama. That's suddenly that happen in a big country. What need you have for them suddenly in Antigua?
Well, I might say what need it be, but people, I get more drastic. People get more drastic, dog. So sometimes you don't even know who to believe, who to trust, because you don't know who owes for you. Even them people that, I always tell people, when they're in the politics, you show your colors, be neutral. Be neutral, because they love show up their colors and then when their party lose their out and job.
So you say everybody right now who behind Gaston, they will panic for their job.
Yeah, honestly. Me, Gaston, I get back in.
You think so?
If they let back in Gaston, right? Duty free gone pan a hole.
What that be?
Duty free for bringing vehicles, containers and everything. So you get a percentage off. So if you're supposed to pay $10,000 for clear one car, you might want to pay half. You might want to pay quarter, you know what I mean? So if you get 100% duty free, you know what I mean? You're 100, you're 50, you're 35. Most people go for the 100. In which most of the time when you go for the 100, you have to shell out a little cash, you know what I mean? But you get 100% off the levy, 100% off of income.
Why they don't just tax it?
What do you mean tax it?
There's tax on it, but it's just the fees for that, just low or non-existent.
No, there is okay. Me catch what you're saying. You understand? Like why they don't just give 100% and just put on tax on it? That's what you say?
Yeah.
You see, well, the 100% they can't give it completely because it may give everybody. You got the put hand, your hand, and them which basically have ownership in Antigua, in which I don't understand. The man come out of nowhere own half of the country. The man has stayed in a politics without even sitting down in a cabinet meeting.
Imagine that, Nakale. You get ton of money and then you go to a country that's lesser than, and then just use all the money for just be one of the 1% of that country. That kind of sick, no?
If I go to Cuba, you have $1 million on the hour. You want to go to Cuba, no?
No, Cuba, go to have money.
No, but if you were the, remember them had a president now, no? Remember they assassinated, no?
And what do you think they could do with some man from Antigua with money?
No, you see, we're going to fulfill the promises.
So, we're going to start like a business, man. A business that everybody really need. Maybe we're going to sell care.
Well, maybe not true, but them have nothing kind of modern cars, no?
Yeah, and it's the retro cars. Some of my open a factory that make retro parts.
That would be good.
I doubt it, man. I bet somebody... Because then you got to get the blueprints and stuff from a company that already have it discontinued. Like, would they give it to you without having you pay to use their property?
Well, more than likely, you know, feel the planet.
Yeah, it's probably expensive.
Yeah. One minute, the last time, the news and our show that have 600 people, Africans, just come inside of New York. New York, what if it's 600 people just come inside of Antigua. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, researchers show now that Antozo.
Yeah, man, what's going to happen, boy? Because how you just make a whole bunch of people come here country in the top?
Yo, nah, that didn't stop now. One war happened right now in Nigeria.
Uh-huh. So if I try to escape, so are they be refugees?
Yeah, but the plane was supposed to carry them now. Carry them. Had the plane to return.
So they came here for...
Yeah, boy, the thing is, they were caused from it. They were supposed to come to Antigua to end transit to go to other countries, Mexico, and then try get over the border to go America.
Oh, so basically what happened, the plane also dropped people off at different places and tell them to go fend for themselves?
Yes.
Tough. So what Antigua going to do, stop accept flights from Africa?
No, because the Antigua plane is doing Antigua Airways.
So Antigua Airways just dropped go to Africa?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's how the Africans are coming now.
Yeah, Antigua should have seen that to come. Plus, how you not, I'm better grip on terrorists, wow, on tourists.
No, but you see, what happened is now, as far as me here, the nation was promised by guests and that when they come, they will have accommodations, they will get work and so forth. So Antigua is supposed to be their start.
Alright, make it work, because me clearly out the loop and clearly.
Yeah, a lot of people go on now.
Nah, me try to figure out. Okay, so the Africans come at Antigua, gas and say, before I go out for Mexico, I'm going to start with some house and some work. This is supposed to be our start to make some funds. What kind of work do you have planned for them?
I don't know. You see, the thing is, the hotel was just opening, which is jolly beef.
What about all the young people that want work? Why bring people in for get them a start when young people need start?
Exactly. But what was going supposed to happen is that they're supposed to kind of be voting for the Red Party.
Oh, they're going to vote for our citizens.
Oh, okay. Same thing they want that.
Interesting. Antigua politics, interesting.
Very.
But this is just word of mouth information, this is factual information.
Come over, observer.
Okay, observer lie.
But they interviewed an African. They interviewed some of the people and them. I don't know. It's complicated because the facts are all over the place.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I had to download Zoom again.
We just put up your hand? How you do that?
Raise your hand when it's time to talk.
That's like a quick option on the phone or something.
No, everybody have it.
Not me.
Yeah. Press more down at the right hand corner, and he has raised hand and then lower hand.
Well, it gave me the lower hand for you all, but not for me. I guess because I started.
Yeah, because you're the host.
Yeah,
you're the host.
What?
But I guess you can talk as you like.
Check. Yeah, the power. Just put on your hands. You're into Antigua politics right now, Justin? Or no?
No, I'm not.
Right, so I'll have you in a sinking boat. was hoping Nazi was going to enlighten me, but he get disconnected.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really understand Tigger politics. I try following it one time, but it just doesn't make sense. It's like, if you know what to do, then somebody tell you to do something else. And you're like, but wait, why are you listening to your friend? So
I've never voted in my life, though.
I think I voted before I left. Because I wanted the experience. I'm taking a vote for some Nicholas lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All Nicholas up together.
Yeah, that exactly. She come out here and say some say, well, well, that's a family.
I find it interesting.
Some just give you the vote because she can ask.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know what she was preaching about. She just came out and said, I bet.
Okay.
It's first come, first serve.
Thanks. So Zukai missed out.
Who?
Zukai.
Who is Zukai? Oh, never mind. How's Zukai do? The business. Roadhouse
a boom.
You know, one time I go roadhouse to work.
Yeah? Oh,
on Sunday, but we never go back again.
Are you too busy?
Yeah, boy. The man me done met me know he could pay me $80 for the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we come trip back until when, ever. Let me go now. And me see. Now let me tell me start pocket watch. Me see how much money the man I make. Me say, Tad.
$80.
So then, at the end of the night, me see he come and me see he give me the $80. And me say, he got add on a little thing. Who?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell me, thank you. So, after that, never pass back.
Boy, I'm part of it right now, make $200.
See, the $80 was to test you to see if you're going to come back.
Well, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Could at least give me a little extra $20 or something, you know what I mean? I remember feeling nice.
Mm.
Yeah, so you say you get 100.
You say you're putting in some work, so you say something extra.
Yo, anybody who work at Roadhouse on Sunday night deserve at least $500. No exaggeration.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, I'm going to Saturday night on Sunday night. Or Friday night. What are the nights of them ago? Cause Jaren and Alisa and so maybe they celebrate something and this is just come. I'm saying, alright, bet. So I'm come up my house and pull up. Things are going in there. I'm saying, yeah. Oh, so right in the front backyard party happened so hard. I never knew. So I over there enjoy myself, people drinking, but they get wine up on an arcade and suddenly I'm say, what? May look around, may see a couple family members, I say, shit, not supposed to hear. I see a couple of church people, I say just school, you know. And me enjoy myself and so on. And it's just something about it. But I think I end up seeing what he named wife. The same guy wife. And she did say something and she called my mother name. I'm say, alright. And she just killed my vibe.
Yo, you know, me like, sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't forget my phone so I can't raise my hand.
Just talk.
Me like.
You when... can't talk, actually, Justin put up his hand, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, you can go ahead. I will talk after. I will put down my hand.
That's manners.
Okay, hold on. let me do this properly.
My hand, go up before you.
Yeah, it's Khaled, come on.
Go ahead and say yes, sir, John.
But I have an unlucky phone. Go ahead. Yes, Khaled.
So, me, you know, like, always when angels see you, people see you somewhere. And then one could be like, the boy is a Kenzween. When I heard your car, the boy is a Kenzween for when I'm outside.
I don't like when they do that either. Like, you're the son for Teddy. I'm like, so what if I am? What have to be? Like, you have something for me, a message to send to them. Like, what is identifying me going to do?
Not a damn thing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly. What's your purpose here? You want to have a conversation. What are you bringing up my family tree for?
Sometimes I want to help people. This girl in here do some freaking good. Charge up, right? What me?
Call it my business in the gym. You know, people can get sued for trying to save a life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you see a woman pass out, no. And you want to give CPR because she clearly dying, you don't have right to. Like, you can, but she can sue you. It's like, because that happens in Canada. You have right to save the person if they're unconscious. But if they're conscious and you try to help them, you can get sued.
I ain't can go wrong.
Yeah, because they didn't give you permission to help them.
Permission.
But if they're unconscious, then it's on you. Like, you have to try save them. And even if you're like, oh, I don't want to risk it, and you see the person choking, dying, and just walk away business, You're kind of responsible for letting that person die. Interesting, right?
When you have me, I'm mentally unstable.
This is actually my trigger. When I see people dying or in pain, I can't help. It's just, I just go into a phrase.
Exactly. So Justin, you ready for that? Oh, where are you?
No. Something we were talking about the last time I did a recording about Jared in the army doing and PTSD. And realistically speaking, if you went to the war and a kid ran up on your squad and blew up, right? And you survive, and then you come back to the real world. But every time you see a running kid, you just lose your shit and go beat up that kid.
Yeah.
Are you a monster? And are you gonna be charged violently for hurting that kid?
I think they're gonna charge you. They're gonna realize you're unstable and start treating.
Put me in a mental home.
Yeah.
So I have to pay no money because the family sued me for beating up the child.
No, because they're gonna blame upon the military. And you know, when it comes to the military and the government, things after that, they might just pay off the child, pay off the family. That's what me feel would have.
That would have just crazy though. Just imagine a man passing cross, now he and his wife having a nice little dinner. He don't want no kids. You know, she knows this. And, you know, they always go out at night time when kids probably sleeping and are out. And one day they feel good and the wife said, let's go to Disney World. He said, honey, I can't do that. So they're walking across, you know, just walking around the neighborhood and they pass a preschool.
Mm-hmm.
And this man just go blind. You see the boy jump the little fence and just go in there with your hands. Wap, wap, wap. His wife was trying to hold him back or something. He's just trying to save his wife. He's like, go away, push. Running his top each toddler.
Boy, interesting. You know what I'm going to do? If me have a military wife, that do that.
Man, that's tough.
Yeah, I'm going to come
to you. Yeah, honestly, what you even do with yourself too? Like, you have a military wife, right? And you know, this woman went away and trained 6 months, joined the military, did a tour. And then, you know, you probably home. Let's say she had kids. And you work from home, like, you know, office job or whatever. And she come home with PTSD. How are you supposed to handle that? Because, you know, she was in the army fucking other niggas. But she can't talk about it because that's the army. It's not something you ever want to bring up because you're just like, you know, what happened in the army, stays in the army. She back now, whatever, whatever. But she just moving different. And you can't really raise your voice at her because she knows how to fucking fight. Like, you can still say you're going to be a manly man and put your foot down and stuff, but, like, she never going to take you seriously because she know what she's capable of. So she could be submissive.
I think that's why most of them marry or date people from the army, so.
Maybe.
You know, think I'm going to work with this girl, though.
How about you focus on you? And wait until after gym for go talk to you.
You're going to be focused on me. Think you know.
I'm kind of curious, though. Justin, when you're making music, you make your own beats or you just find them?
No, I go online and I find them and then buy them and take from there.
Ooh, so you buy. You're supporting the community.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm just thief.
I mean, I did that in the earlier years, but then let's say you want to put it out
and sell, you can.
They can flag it, you know, YouTube can flag it and take it down, you know. So when you buy it, you know, you don't have to run into that problem.
Oh, so when you buy like a song, they take it down off the internet?
When, like, you don't, if you don't buy it, let's say you just hear a beat online and you decide to take it and make your music and you post it up on YouTube or whatever. Remember YouTube have a thing where they can check to see
if it's copyrighted, you know, or whatnot. Yeah.
So yeah, they will flag it and take it down. Well, they can flag it and take it down.
I thought that only worked, like, they just won't show it in certain countries, but I didn't know they could take it down.
Yeah, they will sell it, take it down, man.
So, like, when you're making the songs and then you, like, you write and then put out, or you kind of, like, punch in?
I prefer to write. That would work better for me. How about you?
I just punch in.
Got you.
Yeah, because, like, there's no substance to what I'm really saying. It's just based on a vibe. Because I feel like whenever I try to write something, I try to, like, the words there, and then now I have to try to match it to the rhythm, and it just don't feel right. Like, if I had an engineer and I gave him, like, an idea for what I wanted to say, that he could, like, match, make a beat to my flow, but it just feel different the other way. So I just, like, I just chat shit, and whatever comes in my mouth, when I, like, re-recording, I just say it, chop it up, throw it up, and then that's it.
Me can't do that, because next thing you know, me get chat some shit, and then me get say, girl, put your bottom in my face. And I'm going to say, shit, what? I said, go back over that again, you know what I mean? So, yeah, can't say what comes to my mind, you know what I mean? You have a right on down. Make sure you sound good. Then go in and, you know what I mean? Be with some professional.
Okay, okay. So, like, in terms of, like, putting out your music out there, what platforms are you using?
Well, I haven't put out any because I keep on saying that I'm going to record at least 5 to 10 songs before I start putting out. But I just never followed through with it.
Okay. So now I got like the secret EP, the one that didn't get dropped, but then you drop it.
Ha.
You know, like the one that you're hiding.
Yeah, recording music is just a bit expensive because I remember recording one song when I came up here and I'll tell you how much I spent. I spent like, let's say I spent maybe $400 or $500 just to record one song.
For how much hours?
I get the studio for like 3 hours.
Okay.
You know, but that makes no sense because, okay, if you want to record at least 5 to 10 songs, you know what I mean? That just doesn't seem feasible to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, make sure that 2 minutes long.
I must hope that when you're coming, your first song is a banger.
So, what inspired you to write some of your songs? What are you using in school?
Life.
It all depends on what me feel at the given moment. Not only that, but what story we want to tell. Because, okay, for instance, I always want to write song for people, right? Mm. Because I can't sing. So I always want to write song for gal sing. So one of my friends hit me up and tell me, oh, she wanted me to write this song for her, you know? And I just start writing like maybe a week or so ago. But I'm like, my feet stick. But I know the story I want to tell. But so I always know a story I want to tell because I always make sure I write the hook before I write the song. I'm not what direction I'm going in. But for this one, yeah, because I can't sing, it's like, you know, okay, you know, like one person that can sing, like there's certain notes that they can hit and then kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So for this particular song that me try to write, it's like, I want to pitch the idea to the girl so she can sing the part that I have to see how high she can take certain notes and certain things so I can know how to better write them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when it comes to like me write something for myself, I mean, I know my capability, so it's more easier, you know?
So how easy is it for you to be like, join a team and write for somebody, help them write and get like recognition?
I think that would be something I really, because honestly speaking, writing songs is something I really like to do. Check out my Travis name, let's go up online, source my beat, and then start writing, check. But I find that I write better when I write on paper, opposed to when I write on my phone. But how about, I've only ever written on paper when me younger. Check, so we can't bother that. You know, like, yo, one of the worst things for the write, let's say you're writing a song. And, you know, sometimes you go write some shit. And most likely, you're writing with a beat inside in of your head.
Yeah.
So when somebody pick up the paper and go read them.
Then I say, then you can say the delivery.
Yeah, then you see. Then you see big booty clap, 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 clap. Betty clap back, you know, like some shit. I said, Tal, I said, partner, you need to go back to school, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm fooling kind of stripping is this, so just writing my phone and done.
Okay, that's interesting. The writing, I get the whole writing part too. I don't know. I feel like the type of music that I gravitate to more is like storytelling, but I can't do it. Every time I try to do it, you just feel like when you say a certain word, it just don't fit.
Yeah, but then when I hear certain other people sing them, it sound better.
It sound better.
Yeah.
Like, I remember a time, I was listening to a song, and I was like, this song sounds sick. Like, the story, it was by Lupe Fiasco. And I stopped and went and go look for the lyrics. So I remember how he sing the first part, so I try to sing the second part to see if I can get the flow or whatever. And when I'm singing it, just reading the lyrics, that shit sounds shitty. So then I said, let me hear how he said, he tackled the second verse. Totally different, just a bare vibes, and I'm like, I don't understand how they put these words into a vibe. And I was going off of what he said in the beginning to figure out how it was going to end. But yeah, people who do storytelling in like their songs, they is a skill because you have to keep on task, on point, and drive it. Yeah, if I start like a story, something, no, like I have a premise in my head. By the chorus, I don't get sidetracked. I'm talking about some pussy.
Got you. Got you.
Yeah, but I usually try like sometimes because I have a short day on Friday. So Friday, so I get home, I feel good, and I go pull my gut and then come edit. But instead of edit, I procrastinate and make some music, and that's where most of my shit be coming from. Cause like the other day, Khaled sent me some music that we were playing on the podcast. I don't know if Khaled asked and got permission, so I'm just letting you know. I play a couple of tunes on the podcast. A couple of the guys here were listening, like, who this man, your dog? I'm gonna say, yo, you man from Surflip. And I said, dog, who this man, dog? And they say, your voice sounds sick, the bar sounds sick. And they wanted to know if you had like music out. And I said, hey, I'm gonna surprise y'all, I didn't know.
No, I'm gonna do a chat shit in my spare time, dog. You know, ego.
Nah, but I wonder, like, out of the talents that are sitting on Antigua, like, how much people really trying to do this thing? Because I know of a couple of people that were doing music in Antigua. There's that Econ guy who kind of nice. Then other guys would be singing, like, reggae and so. And a couple of people, just like I personally know, that into music. But, like, I never really see them pushing it hard. And I'm trying to figure, like, what do you think the reason behind that is? Like, there's nobody trying to support?
I mean, because it all depends on, well, I was going to say it all depends on, but in Antigua, people, not necessarily, well, I shouldn't say people, but the people and them who would more be in charge, like, you talk about the radio people and those kind of people, they want to play soca on the radio. Check out my job, they want to play dancehall on the radio, you know? They want to play the hottest thing out. They don't want to play this just up-and-coming artist, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So a lot of people get discouraged in that regard because, okay, for instance, if you make a song in Antigua, what outlet do you use to get it out? You know what I mean? Like, who do you talk to? So it's very discouraging when you are going to make a song and, you know, I mean, you just not really hand away for promoter, man, and like that. One of the guys that I have a lot of respect for in Antigua is a guy named, well, he calls himself Big Dog, you know? And I think he's one of the best person in Antigua when it comes to like music wise, you check? And he used to rap, you check? I remember he used to rap, like I remember taking him to the studio and we went in there, do a few songs and stuff like that. And after a while, he was, you know, they used to play his songs on the radio and different kind of stuff. And after a while, he just transitioned and started to do Afro Soca kind of songs. And asking him why, it's because, you know what I mean? Like you do your rap songs, you do your R&B songs. But it's just not getting flipped on the radio because people want to hear the soca and the dancer, you know?
Because I was just wondering, you know, like, Antigua don't really have a sound for itself because it's picking up songs from all over. So when the Jamaicans do their thing, they pick up the Jamaican, you know, thing. And I'm not blaming them for that because, like, that's what you have in your environment, so, you know? And the soca thing too. But I don't see nobody ever just trying to do a thing for themselves. Like, I know it would be hard for them to break out of the culture. Because, like, suppose somebody said, yo, I'm going to do a bunch of gospel music. Nobody want to hear that.
True.
And you got to find your niche community. So maybe you have to go to church and sing your gospel. But then,
can we say?
Yeah. You're not going to leave there. So you don't stifle yourself. Because I don't want to see you put yourself in a box. But that community is not so much. I don't want to say supportive. But how much? Okay, then come off the church sudden. But I don't see how a person can go. Like, even if I decide, like, you get your music out there and share it, Antigua people tend to just support you for the year and then next year, then just like, I heard it before. I feel like it's like the mentality to like, I helped you from the jump, but like, I can't help you next year again.
Me remember, right? If a one son me used to say growing up, is that me want to dominate everything. And me remember me used to say, yo, me want to write one gospel song. So, I remember I go to church one day and I had this girl with me. So I already pitched the idea to her. So she was there singing, like, you know, for making her sound better, you check? And me there, you know, on the back end, I do my little thing, I sing as well. And I had this guy, Adrian, on the keyboards and he was playing the best he could. And yo, honestly speaking, all I had was maybe a couple lines of the song, you check? And I was just pitching him the idea and he was kind of just tampering on the piano. And I remember Banks walk in the church and Banks say, Carl, how stupid is that you play on the sun? Ah, that's lack of that stupid is there. I said, ah, so I said, man, I shut down my friggin' jeans, dog. Good joke.
Adults don't understand the power that they have with words, man. I was just telling a friend yesterday on time, no, but they disturbed my mommy as a kid. And my mother say, I think I was talking dialect. And she said, talk English. And, you know, I just, yeah, it's easy to talk dialect. And she said, if you can't spell it, don't say it. Partners, I kind of panic when she says so, because the next round they can say I didn't know how to spell. So so I stopped there for a minute and I said, Tal, how am I supposed to do this now? So I had to start writing words out on paper to figure out my sentence, and every word I couldn't spell, shit. Yeah, I just said, all right, bet, I'm not gonna use it. So now I downplayed my vocabulary to get my point across because I only talk the words I could spell. And then my son retired, so I just stopped talking. And then my daddy was just asked, what am I doing? Why not talking? And me look for mommy, so now, because I don't want to talk, because she say, the talk if you can't spell the word. And you try to get down to me, I'm gonna tell you. Like, look, mommy, so I can't talk if I can't spell the word. He get back now. I said, where you tell me so chopping this up? bro, to this day, I still try not to use words that I can't spell. Like, I'll have a big ass word in my head, and I'll say, I spell that boy. All right. And then I'll just find the alternative word. Those why things, man.
That is really interesting. That is really interesting.
No, but it's, you know, if I tell my mother that, no, she didn't remember she do that time, no. She's like, I never did that, I never said that. I'm saying, listen, you don't have to remember, no, because I remember.
You scare me for life.
It's, yeah, it's a little trauma. But I wish there was a way to, like, discover more Antiguan people who into, like, the craft. Like, all them people who down there creative, I don't know who in the art scene, who in the designing scene. All I know is people go get fit and go carnival, and that's about it.
Yeah, boy, like the girl, what's her name? Sorry. She made the song, the party and mash up the place, so let it rain. What my remember her name? She used to sing with Claudette Peters, right? And me never hear about she until she bust that song last year. And then people never know about the song because she never gets enough publicity. Never get enough publicity, so nobody never know about the song. So Roadmark Association, you know, win nothing.
See, but who found that is?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Nobody know. Me don't know who to blame.
Because I know another guy that I saw at State College, and then he dropped a song. I think he was named J Abnormal or something.
J Abnormal?
Yeah.
He sing for APUA.
What do you mean he sing for APUA?
Yeah, boy, the man, I make it soon. APUA help you.
Oh, okay. Means the man to make light bills commercial sounds.
Yucky, you know shit.
And now we go hard on shit, dog. Tonight, AMS, I'm here to my time. Go pay your bills.
No, he bought some nice tune the other day, and okay, no bad man. So, I mean, I listen, I'm hearing a little glimpse around, but he's trying.
Yeah. But after one good song, none, and see people hold it down now, but until last year. Because I remember when we were in high school, they had this dude named Joshua Waddy. I mean, they make music, and he left Antigua, and some say, wow, you might get out, sang on the radio and everything, no. Tabo, if you don't have no skills, get out of the if you can't take the heat, get out the kitchen. I'm saying, whoo, boys.
One hit wonder.
I never heard from him again.
Never.
And now you open your own gym in Antigua, and I was like, all right, bet.
You open your own gym?
Yeah.
Which gym?
He was working at Extreme. And working, working at Extreme, and then he just got his own equipment and then opened his gym somewhere. Because I remember Brian made a commercial for his gym.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yeah, boy. He started working at Extreme, then became a trainer, started getting some money, then about opening his own gym. So, yeah. But I'm sure that man's not like it because he probably take a couple clients.
Not only that, he go carnival and slap up a man from his back.
Yes. I saw that, but it seemed like he didn't know.
Boy, me a piece of that.
Boy, we're not talking about it.
Right. Leave it that way.
Yeah.
Auntie, you need to help the young artists.
They just need an outlet, like somewhere where they can go and like broadcast. Like, I know they have a program where they used to do cooking on ABS or something, but like, they don't bring on nothing for young people. Okay, one thing I was telling somebody now, like when I was growing up in church used to do a whole bunch of activities like Pathfinder. We used to go camping all over the place, you know, and that's a church way of keeping us out of trouble. Like when carnival happened, now we had camp, there's some beach far from town, you know, and yeah, stuff like that. And they had so much activities growing up as a child. Whenever I talked to like my other friends that didn't go church, the activities was like, you know, going beach, playing sports, and I was never really a sports person, so just I was in the village doing whatever, right? But I feel like if they had a way for kids to like show off their talents or create their skills, and you know, in these areas, like activities, not just always after school activities or like summer school or something like that, but just a place. Because like I heard people in the States and like who get into acting say like when they were in school they did theater from like a young age, and then that's where they fell in love with acting because they had it in the schools, and then you know when they left school they still had theater, you know, programs and stuff outside so they can still get into. I think we don't have nothing like that. All we have is like football, cricket, and maybe basketball as after school activities or curriculum. But like, what else is there to do as a young kid? So you probably just chill with your friends and chat troopiness, look for somebody for have sex with. Like, what really they for do? Try get money so you can spend money.
Boy, me not gonna lie, no. Me look for an Adventist school talent good on the gym. Because me think a lot of skilled footballers and runners could have come out of Adventist school.
Me not about that, because I'm gonna play sports. Justin.
Thank you for acknowledging my hand. What's up? Thank you. Well, I was gonna say, I remember one time I was talking to my barber and I was asking him, yo, how you come so good? So it's a barber when I was in Antigua, but he's from Jamaica. So he was telling me, oh, you know, in Jamaica they teach them that in school and different stuff. You know what I mean? Mm. So, you know, one thing I think Antigua need to shy away from is how they demonize youth skill. So. Because you know, if you see somebody go to youth skill, the first thing you think, boy, then done sad, then you know what I mean, they never come out to nothing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think it's a shy away from, and I think they have been shying away from that. That's why they changed the name from youth skill to Abyss. But they still need to do a lot more with it to check. Because I remember growing up, me want to be a carpenter, check. I mean, try to say, but I mean, the old lady want, you know,
they make it seem like trade work is not good work.
The old lady never want morning kind of Sunday because she said to school go study business and go study, you know what I mean, that kind of Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one thing Antigua is lacking in, but I think it's only like that because they mainly focus on tourism. Yeah. You know,
because like when my parents also wanted me to go to college and stuff, I said I'll go to college and do, so I can just go and get an education, you know, like so I can work in a bank at a port. None of that kind of something really interests me, you know, and the options that they had in Antigua, I didn't really care for. The only reason I even got into welding is because I went to college and I saw it. I didn't even know this was an option. I saw my old man do welding on a truck, but I didn't even know that was a job.
Mm-hmm.
You check? So when I got in, I was like, yo, this shit kind of fun. And you say, I can get paid to do this? So that's why I kind of like went down that path. But like, if I never went into engineering, because the only reason I even went into engineering because I didn't want to work inside behind the desk. I'm like, that would be boring. I'd rather get into something, some car, some plane, fixing a machine, play with the machine, something.
Mm-hmm.
But like trade work is, look, I tell you, if I have kids, I gotta have to give them some kind of trade. Plumbing, carpentry, I don't know, something. So they can always fall back on it. Like if you in the hard times, no. And you know you work at a bank and the bank fire you let you have. You have them skills because the skills not going to go away. You just have them for life. So they can say, like, all right, bet. So I apply to other banks. Let me go work and get some money to feed whoever. You know? And I can get good change every week.
Me raise my hand physically.
Yes.
What me say, me not think the youth skill are keep up to date with empowering the youth, you know.
You know, they need to bring back Khalid. So I forgot you have. They need to encourage fighting. One-on-one. No weapon. Getting frustration and anger out. Honestly, let me open a school. Beer fighting. After school, 3 o'clock. Let's go. Whenever there's like a conflict, we bring it to school. I hope they end their school.
Boy, that is such a bad thing.
No, honestly, I feel like... Okay, first off, finish your thought before I start something else.
No, me they say, like, then I take it serious because, yo, sometimes we just see some man go youth skill until that can then till come out and even know the hell they do. Like, then go in there and do what? Like, most of the time, I hear that man say, boy, teaching come a class. So then they just go to school every day and they till pass.
Because that is also their mindset, too, because everybody have an image and they probably have the same image. So they're probably in here trying, like, you know, let me just whatever. Everybody have an expectations of me, so, like, why not live up to it?
And what me think and all, me think the teachers and then that to teach there, them places, they should be full-time. You don't want a part-time teacher come in just to come make a little extra dollar. Work here.
Mm-hmm.
You're a carpenter outside, you come here, come teach students how to be carpenters, for be mason. You know what I mean?
Check, you can get the first pick of the students in your work field. You.
Like, why are they even interesting and all? If you have some, they call them, some retired senior citizens, that not have nothing who I'm going to do. And for them, I'm telling you, me involve, I want to involve with the youth, teach them how to do plumbing and so forth. Because a lot of them man want for retirement like that.
It's easier said than done because, like, you might have good intention, but the kids in them might not. They might come with nasty attitude that can't be fixed over term. So it might be, and just imagine you have 5-6 students like this every year. You get tired. You get jaded. That's why you should open up your own school. Because I think certain kids shouldn't be treated like kids. I feel like because we treat them like kids, they don't grow. And I know, you're not supposed to, like, go and take away kids' innocence by introducing them to the real world so soon. Give them time to develop and gain these thoughts and, you know what I mean? But I feel like we don't prepare kids for the real world. Like, you go to school, like, I was telling Khaled the other day, the reason why schools last as long as they last is because of the workforce. Like, people used to probably go to school for about 5 hours or less, right? But then the parents and them that were working were finishing work at like 5 o'clock or 3 o'clock or something. So they're just like, I'm supposed to leave work, pick up my kids, and then go back to work. That'll make sense. So they say, you're right. So they lengthen the school day to match a work day because of the parents. So now we have longer days for no reason. So my thing is, if they were learning on a short curriculum everything they needed to know, why not with the other sets of the hours that we get, we learn shit about real life? You know,
right. Putting
activities in those places. Because, let's be honest, certain people, they don't... You can, like, read for an hour and only, like, taking, like, 15 minutes of what you really read or studied. You know? Like, in Japan, their mans have rest within their day. Like, you go to school and then their mans will say, all right, it's time to take a nap. Big high school people are going to take a nap because it's nap time. You know what I mean? But
right.
Japanese people go to school all week. They live at school. And then on the weekends, they go home and see their family. So it's also different. You think you could ever bring that kind of style to the Caribbean or to the States? Yeah, you're not going to see your kids unless the weekend. They just go live at school. As Caribbean people, you know, people get pregnant.
Yeah. That's true.
Japanese people have discipline. Discipline, right. And it's more like... I don't know what to call it, like, if it's just respect, because, like, they don't want to dishonor them because they're carrying the whole of their family and their family line on their back. So, like, something, you go down the road, you don't want to do certain things because you don't want to come back at your mother. And they say, oh, your mother can't raise your picnic name and look at them, you know. So, you do some things, so, like, all right, let me be respectful because my mother. You know, Japanese people is like, you dishonor yourself, you dishonor the whole family, even the dead grandparents that did miracles for the country. And I feel like, yeah, if we had that kind of weight or that kind of pride in the name of our family and that kind of stuff, we wouldn't behave the way that we behave. Like, we take things more seriously. Yeah. Yeah. Like, everything needs to get restructured differently. Because, like, if you check out every culture, every religion, every social setting, there's something that we could take away and create, like, this ridiculously sick environment for growth. Like, they have this place called Estonia in over Russia side, and they were going through, like, some hard times, right? And the prime minister from over there decided that he needed to change stuff. He implemented in the schools, also the primary schools and the high schools, I think it's a mandatory class for computer science. So when all those kids got to college, they were like ridiculously good in coding, in creating apps, developing apps. So a lot of the apps that we use today that are, like, really booming came out of Estonia. So we have, like, Zoom, we have, like, Yahoo, Skype, Uvu, all of a sudden come out to that small country. And then they sold them companies to other people for billions and millions. And I'm just saying, we have so much examples out here, but people don't realize how important school is, like the education. Because to fix most of your mistakes now, you just have to fix one generation, and it eventually you can fix yourself. Yeah. But if it's so simple, why they still neglect it is a real question.
Boy, maybe I'm farmer pride. Them I want to make you look like oh, them a follow pattern. Follow suit like the rest. They want to be different.
See, but that does. Because just imagine, God out here walking the water and he say, come Khalid, walk on the water. You not going to follow?
Yeah. Of course.
You follow.
Be powerful and worship.
Darling, please stop driving me crazy. Oh,